I'd call it flirting. I just thought that he's just going with me to be going and flirting. Mm-hmm. When he'd tell me he loved me, I didn't believe it. And that night, when he quit, when I didn't see him from December till between Christmas and the New Year's, see, we'd get off a week when I went to Ryzen High School. We'd get off just 1 week for Christmas. And we'd gone around another way because the roads were so bad either way you went. And this man that lived on Papa's place had told him to come around another road that was better. Well, he knew it. But my husband had never been on that road. And it got dark so quick, he couldn't even see how to keep the horse in the road. And he got out and led her, and we got lost in that old bottom. And he had on some of his best shoes, and through that mud and everything. And he didn't say anything, scarcely, till we got inside of home and could see the lights. Our home was up on a hill. And as we were going up that hill, he reached over and took my hand. And I said, let my hand alone, will you please? He said, I thought that your hand was my hand. If your hand was mine, you were mine. I said, well, that's news to me. I hadn't heard that. Kind of sarcastic like. And I didn't see him anymore then, till after Christmas. That's why then I had to come home by myself. Frank Chowning was teaching out there. Now this is a repeat at my father's and mother's. And they told him that he could take the horse and buggy and go home. Of course, he wanted to go home for Christmas. And I wanted to get back home for Christmas. And he said that it took him 8 hours. No, it took him 4 hours to go that 8 miles. Mm. The roads were so bad. And said as he started to leave, said my father said, go pick up, said I'd go by and pick up Miss, she was the, taught the elementary grades. And said, I imagine she'd like to go home for Christmas too. Frank said if Papa hadn't said that, he guessed he'd never thought about Miss. But it took him till after dark to get in there that night. And then I was to take the horse and buggy and start back home the next morning over those roads. And because, as I said, my husband-to-be had gone to Kingsland. He said that he didn't have nothing to do with it. He never did say he was peed, but I know he was, because he said that, well, that he had tried to tell me he loved me and that I would never respond to it. And I cut him off something like that and said he had decided that if I loved him, really cared anything for him, why, that I would write and ask him or get in touch with him some way and ask him to come back to see me, which I did. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't, why then I really didn't care anything about him, and he was just wasting his time, and he just quit coming to see me. But I was so stubborn. I wouldn't have written a letter if it hadn't been for my mother. When I told her what I said to him about my aunt, she said, why, Mildred?